Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Meets Fitness podcast with your host, Lauren Tickner, that's me, and today I'm going to be doing a Tickner's Tips. So Tickner's Tips, if you don't know already, is where I essentially answer a question that I've been getting on Instagram or on YouTube, and I basically just answer it on the podcast. So, as you can see from the title of this podcast, today I'm going to be talking about tracking macros. Quickly, guys, before I get into this episode, if you do like the Business Meets Fitness podcast, and if you do like Tickner's Tips, then please do make sure you share. Now, you're going to realize that if you share this episode in particular, you're going to get a very special prize. So make sure you do it right now. Take that screenshot. Make sure to tag at Lauren Tickner and at Business Meets Fitness, because that is the Instagram account for this page. So make sure you go and follow that as well. And I hope you enjoy this episode of the Business Meets Fitness podcast. Now, if you don't know what tracking macros is, it's essentially where you track the amount of grams of carbs, fats, and protein that you consume throughout the day. And then obviously, carbs, fat, and protein all added together, that adds to a calorie balance. So if you don't know already, fats have 9 calories per gram, and then carbs and protein both have 4 calories per gram each. So that doesn't mean that you should eat fewer fats, however, it is important to know. And as you are doing your macros and everything, dependent on what app you're using, then just be aware that the total calorie amount may add up totally wrong, just because of the way that all of these systems are user inputted. Other than a new one, which is going to be coming soon, that I'm going to be working with, but that's going to be coming in the new year. So anyway, now that I've covered that, let's talk about how to actually track your macros for the very first time, how to calculate your intake. And guys, I did write a guide called The Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros, which was an accumulation of over 2 years of tracking macros myself, or maybe even longer than 2 years. Yeah, tracking macros myself, and then also coaching clients and getting some incredible results. Also writing the Strength Feed training guide, and just through all that, I've learned an incredible amount, as well as all my own knowledge. And I do have a personal training level 2 and 3 qualification. And honestly, it's so long, the ebook. It's like 79 or 80 pages, and there's over 30 different categories. The full list will be in the description box of this podcast. So make sure to go check that out if you are interested in finding more. So anyway, tracking macros. So how to calculate? Now, you can use macro calculators. However, I really don't advise that. The only reason really is just because sometimes it doesn't really take into account your exact activity level and the amount of exercise that you are actually doing. People often overestimate the amount of exercise they're doing. So the way that I have put in the Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros is the way that I'm about to tell you now. And this is the exact same way as I've done with online clients. And also I do it myself if I have just gone on holiday for a while and want to get back into tracking macros. So here's what I do. I basically start tracking, but I track for a week without even having any goals or having any limits. I just track everything that I consume, I weigh it on the scale, and I see exactly what I'm taking in each and every day. Something I also do is I weigh myself every morning, and with regards to weighing yourself, you should make sure that you're naked. It's after that you've had a wee or maybe even a poo, and that, yeah, so you're naked, so not wearing any clothes, and then also you haven't drunk any water or haven't eaten any water. It's literally the first thing you do every morning, and you aim to be consistent with that. So obviously if it's 7 a.m. or 7:30, then it doesn't really matter too much. But the most consistency you can get is gonna be the best results, really. And obviously I know that scale weight doesn't matter, but for this, it really does help quite a lot. And obviously that's, again, something that you don't need to do into the long term if you have a really good knowledge of your body. But to begin with, I really do recommend it. If you do, yeah, have a bit of a worry about the scale, just know that it's literally just a piece of data. I mean, you don't need to be worried about it. So step one is you track everything you consume for the week and you don't have any goals. Step two was the weighing yourself each morning. And then step three is logging any activity or steps that you do every single day. So if you can, just use your phone or a smartwatch or a fitness watch, sorry, to log your steps. That's really great. These aren't gospel, not everything on them is going to be perfect. However, they're a good way to get an idea of how many steps you're doing and also, you know, the amount of activity you're doing, because your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is things like walking, things like kind of moving your arms around and just like going to the toilet, talking, things that you don't really think about, they all burn calories and they're more than your baseline. So just make sure that you are keeping track of kind of your steps, and that's the best way to do it, really. All right, so number four is use the averages to work out your average intake of protein, carb, and fat for the week. So these are the amount of calories that you've been having throughout that week. And so you can see that at the end of the week, let's say you end up on 150 grams of protein, you end up on 400 grams of carbs, and you end up on 70 grams of fat. So that could be your average intake. Now, if that's making you gain weight, then you're gonna have to decrease that if you're wanting to maintain or lose weight. Or if you are wanting to gain weight, then that's fine, but you need to see how fast your weight is increasing. So from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, how much weight is it exactly that you have gained? So let's say you find that your average weight throughout the week has been like, it's been really similar. So let's say you're, I don't know, 65 kg, and then every single day you're 65 kg plus or minus a bit of a fluctuation, as fluctuation on the scale is very normal, then you know that that's your maintenance intake. And you could maybe, if you're wanting to then go into a calorie surplus or a calorie deficit, you know what to do. So that is that. You would have to increase for a calorie surplus and decrease for a calorie deficit. And then if your average intake was making you lose weight rapidly, so let's say at the beginning of the week you were 65 kg, and then at the end of the week you move down to 60 kg or something crazy, then that means you need to increase that, because you should only ever be in maximum, I'd say, a 500 calorie deficit. And just remember, guys, that over time your maintenance calories decrease, because as you lose body fat, obviously you're going to be essentially, as you walk to and from places, your body weighs less. So you're going to be burning fewer calories at rest and as you walk and just as you're going around your daily life. And it's the same that when it's because of the adaptations that occur, because your body essentially wants to remain at homeostasis. So yeah, I hope that explains that. And then you can just, yeah, adjust your calories, I mean, as you so desire. However, this is all explained very clearly in the Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros. So I do recommend getting that. And, you know, of course I'd say that. However, for you guys who have listened to the podcast, I've actually included a special discount code. And the discount code is just podcast, all in capital letters, so you can get that on my website and you will save 10%. And I don't actually ever do deals on either the Strength Feed Training Guide or the Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros, because I really do think that they are so valuable and they don't need to be discounted, because, you know, they're not cheap and they're not, you know, they are worth the money essentially. However, for those who are listening to my podcast, then you can get 10% off. And if you do end up sharing the podcast, then I will give you an extra discount, and that will be 5% on top of the 10 already. So you'll get to save 15% if you end up sharing this episode, because you guys know that it means the world to me when you do. Or if you review, either a review or a share is awesome. Just send me a screenshot once you've done the review via email, and my email is lauren@strengthfeed.com. And then also, if you share it on Instagram, I will send the discount code directly back to you. So this one's going to be an exclusive one. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you do want that extra discount, do make sure to share. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely day, and I hope you enjoy Tickness Tips.